Proclamation number 4913 of 11th of June, 1950. Retrogression never will of God. Reimbriement. Reverse process. New banishment. Light beings. A reversed process now takes place, certainly initiated by my will but determined by human will itself. It can be regarded as an act of retrogression when spiritual substances already embodied as human beings are bound in solid matter again, thus as an act brought about by my will, since I only favor progressive development according to my eternal order. Yet this act also has to demonstrate the same principle which is based on my order. For the spiritual has already fallen into the abyss through human will, from which I guide it again on a slow path upwards. Hence a retrogression has taken place, not through my will but through human will, whereas my will enables the ascending development again and thus a new healing process now begins after the end of this earth, a healing process which is unspeakably painful and seems to have no end and yet is the only means to help the fallen up again. Therefore, what my work of redemption has not accomplished, this process must achieve. What was easily possible must, because it was not striven for, be achieved with extreme difficulty. The redemption from form, the liberation of the spiritual and awakening from night to light. I made it easy for people through my death on the cross, but people did not accept my gift of grace. I took the suffering upon my shoulders, but they rejected my help. And therefore they have to take it upon themselves and bear it for an infinitely long time. They were already high up and plunged themselves low down. And my love and mercy now creates new opportunities for them to reach the height again. The process of upward development has taken place backwards again at a tremendous speed. After all previous stages of development, man has gone back in free will in a short time on earth and arrived again where he was an inconceivably long time ago. With matter, which he strives for with all his senses and which will therefore also be his lot. Yet it must always be made clear that this decline was never caused by my will but by human will itself. And that only my will now intervene by putting a stop to it and assigning a serving purpose to the solid matter which shelters this fallen spiritual substance, so that the spiritual substance will ascend again step by step, yet in bound will, because it would not be possible otherwise. And thus my will is expressed again, and thus also that only an ascent development is favored by me. But every retrogression is caused by human will. Hence it is absurd to think that something which has already matured experiences a retrogression through my will. That a being which has already liberated itself from the material cover and entered spiritual spheres receives a physical cover again through my will which at the same time takes away the being's retroconsciousness and it has to pass a test of will again. Which it had therefore already passed once but could now just as well fail in free will. For the purpose of ascent development such a soul, which has already passed the test of will, does not need a new embodiment as a human being, since there are many opportunities in the spiritual kingdom to become increasingly more perfect. But if a soul has not passed the test of will, then it will be even less transferred back to earth, because this transfer back would then have to take place through my will but would now be an act against my eternal order. Because only constant progress is favored by me but not standstill or aggression. If, on the other hand, the act of embodiment of a soul on earth is permitted by my will, then it is not intended to achieve a missed degree of maturity but merely to fulfill a mission for humanity's spiritual adversity, which can certainly result in a higher degree of maturity for the being but is not the reason for it. Souls which embody themselves on Earth can certainly already have a certain degree of maturity if they come from other stars in order to reach the highest maturity on Earth. But for these souls it does not mean a transfer back to an already overcome stage, which would be the case. However, if a soul from the spiritual kingdom, which had already once been an inhabitant of Earth, were to be transferred back to Earth again for the purpose of ascent development. Moreover, it could not be a blessing for such a soul, since its recollection would be taken away from it and thus it would not be able to use the knowledge it had gained earlier but would have to decide of its own free will just like the first time, which, however, could also lead to a complete fall downwards. Anyone who strives upwards will also find enough opportunity in the spiritual kingdom to reach the heights. Anyone who strives towards Earth is still under its spell and will never be moved back by me. However, anyone who is in the light and wants to descend to Earth out of love for the unredeemed will be allowed this re-embodiment, but it can never ever result in a descent into the abyss, because the soul comes from above and, despite ignorance of its origin, possesses enough strength to resist all temptations on Earth. For I will never ever let the being of light fall. It will always fulfill its mission, even though it always acts and lives on Earth in free will. But its will is and remains turned towards me, because it also has love within itself which recognizes me and eternally no longer wants to lose me. And thus what wants to ascend will be eternally supported by me. What desires the depth will not be hindered by me. But my fundamental principle is always upward development, which will also always be recognized by those who strive upwards. What therefore leads upwards is my will, but every decline is the human being's will which is not touched by me in its freedom. Amen.